A bill aimed at making sweeping reforms to Nevada's criminal justice system is making its way through the legislature. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
More than 2 months after its initial public hearing, lawmakers on the Assembly Judiciary Committee approved a heavily amended version of AB 236. At nearly 100 pages, the measure is meant to overhaul the state's criminal justice system by reducing penalties for some crimes and increasing access to diversion programs for some drug offenses. Committee Chair Democrat Steve Yeager of Las Vegas says the amended version of the bill is a compromise meant to satisfy as many stakeholders as possible.
I think at the end of the day, we just have different policy perspectives. And, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for prosecutors, for law enforcement. They have a tough job out there every day. But in this legislative role, you know, we're tasked with making policy for the state. And so I think what we have in front of us is good policy for the state. But between now and the next 3 weeks, will we ever get everyone on board? No.
Under the amended version of the bill, a provision that would have dropped certain drug possession cases to a misdemeanor was removed, meaning that those crimes remain a felony. However, despite the effort to find consensus, the measure was passed out of committee on a party-line vote. Republican Assemblywoman Lisa Krasner of Reno says the bill doesn't do enough to address victims' rights.
There are people who are victims and victims' families who still live with the horrors of those crimes that were committed against their family. And so I just feel like you really need to balance public safety with advocating for justice reform.
The measure itself was drafted using a set of recommendations from a report written by lawmakers working with the Boston-based Crime and Justice Institute. According to the report, the state could save as much as $640 million in prison costs over the next decade. In Carson City, Paul Boger, KUNR News.